Hey, this is Chris from the Ticket Stub. You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZW LP Conroe and 106.1 KZCC LP Conroe and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Hello, everyone. I am Margie Taylor, your host of Conroe Culture News at Lone Star Community Radio. We are broadcasting live from downtown Conroe, the Conroe Tower, City of Conroe. You can hear our show FM 104.5, 106.1, live streaming IRLoneStar.com. On Facebook, we are Conroe Culture News, live Facebook, live YouTube. So, what's going on? We're going to talk about spring break and a few events happening this week. There's a performance of SpongeBob coming up on Friday, and it's not just for kids. There's a lot of great tunes, and we'll talk about that in the second half. So, I have Tom Faust, who is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Margaritaville Lake Conroe, Lake Resort Lake Conroe, sitting across from me, and he will be in the first segment we have today, and then we're going to hear from some of the people with SpongeBob Musical, which starts Friday this weekend and goes for 3 weeks. We will hear from Ashley Driver, the director, Kyle Hampshire, a cast member, Sunny Curd, also a cast member, and what roles they're playing and some of the music involved. Thank you very much to our sponsors, Roger Stein Chiropractic, and Stacy Rogers has a great chiropractic office, growing and growing all the time. She is located at 3033 West Davis by Conroe High School in Taco Bell on Highway 105, with a focus on natural holistic healing to not only relieve pain but also achieve optimal health. She works with everybody of all ages and backgrounds, from infants to seniors, weekend athletes to professional people. And she has certifications in adjusting extremities, arm, legs, hands, feet, clinical nutrition, prenatal, and pediatric care. If you are not a patient, one would wonder why, but it's only $37. And all of it gets donated back to CASA, kids under the child welfare system in Montgomery County. So a few things happening around us. We mentioned that the three-week run of SpongeBob the Musical, hosted by the Players Theater Company at the Owen Theater in downtown Conroe, starts this Friday and goes through Sunday, March 25th. The production will make you laugh out loud, and there will be a lot of familiar songs, and we'll talk more about that in the second half. You can get tickets at owentheater.com. Auditions are Monday, March 18th for, are you ready for this? The Rocky Horror Picture Show brings me back. I remember sitting and watching that late at night in local theaters. So the Players Theater is doing that as a fundraiser. And again, the auditions for the different parts are Monday, March 18th. It's a very humorous musical tribute to science fiction and horror B movies of the 1930s through the early 1960s. And the musical tells the story of a newly engaged couple getting caught in a storm and coming to the home of mad transvestite scientist Dr. Frank Inferter, unveiling his new creation, Rocky, kind of a Frankenstein monster kind of thing. And yeah, there's squirt guns and rice and all kinds of interactive things involved in that. So moving forward, the Young Texas Artists Annual Concert and Award Show is Saturday, March 9th. That's this coming Saturday, and that's a really big deal. And they will have the Bach Beethoven and Barbecue Gala first out in the streets. There will be a big tent set up outside the Crichton Theater. And then afterwards, they will have their show at the Crichton Theater, where the audience will choose the awards. And this is for young artists age 20 to 32 who are Texas residents or enrolled in a Texas college or music school. and they compete to receive cash awards and career advancement opportunities. So you can go to ytamc.com to get tickets, or just Google Young Texas Artists Annual Music Festival and you will find it. The following weekend, the Greater Conroe Arts Festival will have a free festival on Saturday, March 16th from 10 to 4 out at Founders Plaza Park. And they will also be doing a film festival starting in the day and ending in the evening at the Crichton Theater. There will be live entertainment, interactive activities for the entire family. And the festival includes a fine art village, a kids art village, hands-on activities, musical petting zoo, kids mural they can participate in, adding to different things with their family. You can learn to make pottery, paint, or be a part of the quilt walk out at the festival. So, GreaterConroeArtsAlliance.com for more information on that. So, and, oh, let me add this, and we'll hear more about this shortly. But if you're looking for a staycation for spring break, there's a place that's right down the road off 105. Margaritaville Lake Resort, Lake Conroe, is hoping that the community considers spending the day, the weekend. I mean, you can get a day pass, you can spend a weekend, you can spend the whole week, you can spend 10 days. You can never leave if that's what your choice is. In fact, you can just rent out the whole place, but not at this point. For spring break, there's so many fun activities, and I'm not going to name them all because I'm going to let my friend Tom tell us all about that. So with that, I leave you with be safe, shop local. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to hear from Tom with Margaritaville Lake Resort in Lake Conroe.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment, or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersStein chiropractic.com.
A Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question or comment about one of our shows? Want to know how to reach a host? Just contact the station at irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
And we are ready to go with spring break. Spring break at Margaritaville Lake Resort, Lake Conroe. I am sitting across the table here with Tom, who's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Margaritaville Lake Resort in Lake Conroe. And he's going to tell us about all the wonderful things they have coming up. It's so exciting.
Margie, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. It's been a while, so I'm glad to be back.
I know.
Has been a while. Before I do that, there's a lot to talk about. You mentioned CASA, and I just wanted to, you know, we hosted their big fundraiser and gala last Saturday night, and record attendance, over 550 people.
Wow.
One, to thank Anne Marie and Lindsay for the good work they do. And really, it's all about fundraising for that incredible organization. So thanks for bringing that up, and thanks to the team and the CASA organization. So they do great work, and we're proud to be a partner with them.
Which one do you have coming up soon? Do you have another one coming up?
We've got Boots for Troops in June. We've got a few more events coming up. So we do quite a bit of those galas, and we're really happy to, always happy to
partner
with those
organizations. Well, it's an asset to have you in the community.
Absolutely.
Because it's easy to get to, and they can spend the night there, right?
Yeah, you're right. And that's what they do. So,
yeah, for sure.
So spring break, holy moly. I can't believe we are a week away, less than a week away from spring break.
Seems like we just had Christmas.
I know. And we are, get this, 25 days to Easter. So as soon as spring break is over, you get ready for Easter. The first and foremost, the weather, of all the planning and all the work that you do, the weather has a lot to do with spring break.
Sure.
So right now, knock on wood, the weather looks pretty good.
Hot,
looks very good, actually.
No rain?
Starting now, no rain in the forecast. You know, highs in the 70s, plenty of sunshine, lows in the 60s. So beautiful time of year to be outside. And, of course, we've got a lot of outdoor events, a lot of indoor events this year, too, that I wanted to talk about. So first and foremost, we've got a great offer. Stay three nights, get 30% off your entire stay. So we really encourage people to do that. We're so easy to get to, and we have so many amenities there. In addition to the special spring break events that we are planning, you know, we have 6 restaurants and bars. We've got a beautiful St. Somewhere Spa, 10,000 square foot fitness center, 18 hole golf course. We just expanded our pickleball from 2 to 4 courts. We've got 2 tennis courts. We've got mini golf, we've got driving range, and these are all just every day. 5 pools that we have, Margie. Get this, 1 million gallons of water. That's a lot of water. And then you're sitting on the edge of Lake Conroe, where there's a lot more water.
True.
2 of the 5 pools are actually heated, so whatever the weather does, you know you're going to have a good experience because you'll have access to all the pools, certainly, and 2 of them being heated. So, in addition to the normal events, you've got the stay 3, get 30% off your entire stay, which is a great deal, particularly over spring break, just because there's such high demand. We've got 2 new, relatively new events, and this will be at the slide pool, which is heated. We've got the mermaid encounter, which there's no charge for that, and that's just, we have a mermaid that lives in the pool, not really, but she's there. She doesn't actually live there.
Yeah,
she's there
but
a
she
lot,
hangs
though.
Out
she's
there.
She's there a lot, right?
Kids and so would love that.
You can have your kids, and she's an excellent mermaid, one of the best mermaids I've ever known. So she does an excellent job and interacts with the kids.
Yeah.
And then we actually have what we call the Mermaid Academy. And that's where, for a fee, you can have your child learn how to be an actual mermaid. And she teaches them.
Oh, wow.
So they get their fin and they get their, you know, really learn all the ins and outs of the art of being a mermaid from a real live mermaid. So that's a lot of fun. And you'll see on our website,
That's
March 10th, 9th, 10th, 12th, 15th, and 16th. There's no fee for the mermaid encounter. You have to be a guest of the hotel. And then, of course, there's the Mermaid Academy, that there is a fee associated with that. And it's a very personalized look at how to become a mermaid. We have a new train that goes around Margaritaville called the Margaritaville Express. So it's designed for kids. It's got, I want to say, 4 or 5 passenger cars. It takes about a 20-minute loop around the resort. It goes, you know, by the spa and the health club and the golf course and up Margaritaville Parkway through the pool area. So it's kind of a nice thing to do right when you get there, because you can see everything that you're going to want to do.
Yeah.
It's $10 $10 per person. So, you know, bring the kids, bring the family, pile on the train, and take a ride around, take your picture, post it on social media. Have a lot of fun with that. In addition to that, we have sunset and luncheon cruises every day.
I love that.
During spring break. So Cruise the Lake and the Sunset Cruises, I want to say, go out at 5:30 daily. And then we also have a lunchtime cruise with hot dogs and games on board, and that's from 11 to 1. Those are the lunch cruise is $50 each, includes a child. The evening cruises are $70, and that also includes a child. And that's about 2 hours of entertainment. So you go out on the party barge and see the lake and all the beautiful houses out there and get a little history of Lake Conroe, watch the sunrise in the case of the evening events, and then come on back. It's also BYOB, so if you want to bring a bottle of wine or a six-pack of beer, you're welcome to do that.
And the sunsets have been beautiful lately.
Yeah. A lot of live music programming during spring break as well. So we've got the live tunes from Rewind on Friday, March 8th. Always has a huge local following, so that'll be very busy. That's in the Boathouse, which is in the Conference Center. And we also have local band The Slags on Friday, March 15th from 9 to 2 a.m. in the Boathouse. Big local band. And then on the 2 Saturdays of spring break, March 9th and March 16th, we'll have live DJs in Boathouse. In addition to that, we'll also have bingo in there. We'll have trivia contests, all kinds of programming for the kiddos.
It's all self-contained with everything you need to do to have fun and relax. We've got a sports simulator in there.
You've got all kinds of things to do. So, again, trying to extenuate some of the additional indoor activities we have there. Speaking of indoor activities, daily we're going to have a magic show with magician Robbie Bennett.
Wow.
That'll be in the conference center as well, 5 to 6 p.m. That's $30 for adults and $10 for children. We're also hosting, for the magician wannabe, complimentary magical experiences, so complimentary magician classes every day at 11 a.m. at no charge. So you can come in, kind of look behind the screen, look behind the curtain, and kind of become your own magician.
Kids love that.
Right. Of course they do. So that'll be a lot of fun. And I think we've got a nice balance between, certainly there's a number of paid activities where there's expenses occurred, but also there's a number of unpaid activities as well, like the mermaid experience and like the magician lessons. We've got pickleball lessons available. So we have two standard pickleball courts, and then we convert the other tennis court into two more pickleball courts. So we've got a tennis pro on site throughout the week. You go online, make your pickleball lessons. The cost is $45 per person with a minimum of two in the class and a maximum of eight.
You have to bring your own things?
We provide the paddles and the balls, okay. And we provide the pickle pro. So pickleball
okay.
pro is what
okay.
I should say.
Okay.
And so, you know, everybody wants to learn how to play pickleball.
Yes, they do. That's the thing.
Kind of complicated set of rules. Complicated, I'm sure, when it's new. So, you know, kind of learn your technique, learn the rules, have some fun, meet some people. So that's open to all guests and all members. Two nights next week, we've got what we're calling black light glow parties. And these are for families of all ages. They'll be in the conference center on Friday, March 15th from 7 to 8. We've got the Mardi Gras themed glow party.
Wow.
And then on Saturday, March 16th from 7 to 8 p.m., dance to your favorite 80s tunes.
That's fun.
So both family-friendly events are appropriate for all ages and cost $30 per person, which covers the cost of the glow, face, and the body paint. So not really trying to find some...
Oh, you put body paint on so that glows too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So find an activities for the whole family, for teenagers, for mm-hmm. you know, people to enjoy together. So
you've done a good job.
You can do you can be at the pool all day or go to the golf spa, but then you've also got a lot of activities in the evening. You've got the magic show, you've got the glow. Now this one is one of my favorites. I think you'll love it. We have an escape room all during spring break. It is called Volcano Joe's Secret Tiki Room. And your job is to find the lost shaker of salt. That name may
that
resonate.
Sounds like something Dick
that
would like.
That may resonate with
yes,
you.
Yes, for sure.
So gather your closest friends and make your way out of Volcano Joe's Secret Tiki Room, which is in the conference center. Puzzles and deciphering codes to find that lost shaker of salt. The cost is $39.99 per person. You must be 15 or older. And for tickets and more, just go to our website. Now, this one's really fun. So we've got it's called Diver. It's virtual reality scuba. So in the slide pool, where we're also the mermaid encounter, a separate activity, where you don a virtual reality mask and you go underwater, you're tethered, everything is safe, there's lifeguards available as well. And it simulates you being in the ocean with sharks and whales and
fish.
Have
you done this?
I have not. I'm going to bring my granddaughter. She's going to do it.
Yeah, okay.
But I've seen all the videos. We've got the videos posted. It looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
So you're, you know, and you have the feeling that you're in this deep, crazy ocean, right? And you're like in 3 feet of water. You know, you're tethered to the bottom of the pool, and you're watching
it's
all this.
It's a whole new
cool.
experience.
Yeah, so that should be great. We're doing that every day, 7 years to 90 years of age. 25 minutes is $29.99, 10 minutes is $12.99. Sign up either online or right at the pool itself, and they'll be taking, you know, small groups to go through the Diver, D-I-V-R, experience. And again, all this is on our website. Now, mm-hmm. we also have, on Saturday, March 16th, Superhero Saturday Brunch.
Saw
so
that.
We've got
That's
princesses,
new.
We've got Star Wars figures. I don't think I'm supposed to say Star Wars, but Star Wars-like figures. We've got a Superheroes Brunch be held in the Del Lago Ballroom from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. So that's a lot of fun. We've never done anything like this before. This should be a lot of fun. Adults, $35.99. Children, $24.95. So that should be, you know, a tremendous amount of fun. Then going back, one of the really fun outdoor activities we have is axe throwing.
That one sounds intriguing to me.
So you can,
I would like to throw an axe.
I have done that. it's much harder than it looks.
It looks hard, actually.
Yeah, sinking that axe into the wood doesn't happen by accident.
How do you throw it hard enough?
Well, we have instructors there. We have
without it going way beyond.
You know, you go behind your head and you throw it that way, and, and it twirls, I guess is the right word. But obviously, the axe is going to be pointed in the right direction when it hits the wood.
I think I might try that.
I think what happens when I've done it is you hear the axe hitting the asphalt quite a bit on the ground and not the wood.
Does it break it?
Not the wood, no.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't. So it's very safe. It's all enclosed by chain link fences. We've got axe throwing instructors there. And it's priced by how many throws that you want to make. And again, it's a family event, so there's really no age limit or no age basement on it.
Okay.
It's really based on, you know, your ability to lift the axe behind your head and get it across.
That's something I haven't done.
Yeah, it should be fun. So we're gonna, instead of you having to go to an axe throwing studio place, we're going to bring it to you.
So is that going to be something that's going to be ongoing or just for spring break?
We're going to do it for spring break, and then we're
see
also
going to
do it for Easter weekend. Easter weekend with CISD is a four-day weekend. So the kids are off school
Friday
and the kids are off school on Monday. We're going to replicate a number of these activities for Easter weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Easter.
And then we're going to replicate them again come Memorial Day for
all summer.
So more to come on
holiday.
That. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe you'll have me back and I can talk about it some
Maybe I will.
Maybe you won't have me back. So, in addition to that, just a couple other things I wanted to highlight that are coming up. We, every year, I think this is the third year, we participate with the Conroe Crossroads Music Festival.
Yes.
This year, interestingly enough, it's the same weekend of the Lone Star Luau that we also host. So we're going to have quite a musical weekend that week. So from the Conroe Crossroads Music Festival, we're have a band, the Logan Ryan Band, at Margaritaville on March 23rd at Landshark. No cover charge. Just come in, have lunch or dinner. Well, it's really more lunch. It's 3 to 5. I guess it could be either one. No cover charge. Come and enjoy the Logan Ryan Band. And at the same time, we've got the Lone Star Luau coming at throughout the hotel. And there, Tom Shepard, pretty well-known.
He hosts it, right?
Yeah, he does host it. We'll sell out again this year. Mm-hmm. We'll have 250 to 300 people a day.
Yeah, I remember that. Has
for the
done
weekend.
Really well for
he moved it. It was earlier in February. Now it's later in March. And that was kind of a weather move.
I think it's probably a good move.
He's hoping to even drive more attendance. And the way it looks right now, he's got a great lineup of entertainment that'll be here throughout the whole weekend.
I want to go spend some time at Margaritaville.
You absolutely should. Yeah.
I should.
And then
it's not that far.
We've got on May 25th, we have Delaney Ann in Boathouse Down. Delaney Ann, she's interesting. So she's a young lady that is from Montgomery County, or from Montgomery, is making her way, but lives in Nashville, and she is breaking into the business and doing really well. And we find a lot of success with people that kind of have that Montgomery County connection, because you know us Montgomery Countyans, we like people from Montgomery County. And she also has the Nashville connection as well. So we've got her there as well on May 25th. So come out and support your local Delaney Ann. She's really a talented young lady. And then last but not least, we won, you're going to love this, we just won as the Mice Award. And this is
I saw that, of course.
With little rodents with four legs.
Thank God.
In Europe, the acronym for mice means meetings, incentives, conventions, and events. We don't use the term over here very often. Europeans, South Americans, et cetera, use it as well. So this was an international award, and we were nominated and won the best incentive hotel, best incentive resort in Texas. So we're very, very proud of that. That's more on the group conference and meeting side than it is on the leisure side. But it's an honor, and when you look around the state of Texas and look at the caliber of resorts we have throughout the state, we feel very honored to have won that award. So more to come on that.
Yeah. That's excellent. Yeah. So I want to ask you about Easter.
Yeah.
Since we're in March, are you going to have an Easter brunch?
Of course. Absolutely. We're in the planning stages of that right now. So we'll have the typical traditional Easter brunch with those fixings. We've got the Easter bunny coming.
Of course you do.
The Easter Bunny's busy. You know, trying to get him in there is, you know, it's tricky. But we've got him booked. We've got a petting zoo.
Goats
and ducks and all kinds of fun animals out behind Delilah Ballroom. We've got games for the kids to play. We've got our great Easter brunch. We've got our excellent seafood buffet there as well, our Mimosa and Bloody Mary bar. So between the petting zoo and the Easter Bunny and the Mimosa and Bloody Mary bar, we're covering all the ages, right? We're gonna we've got everybody covered.
You got everybody.
No matter what they want to do, we've got everybody covered. Yeah. And then, as I mentioned, Easter's a four-day weekend this year, so we'll have a number of activities. And so bring your family, you know. Bring your family out, you know, stay for a day or two, enjoy Easter weekend. We'll be very competitively priced. We'll put some nice rooms packages, probably similar to the 30% off for three nights. Probably maybe even gear it down for two nights because of the four-day weekend. But more to come on that. But as I said, we're 25 days away, which is crazy,
right? I know, but it's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
And don't you get more people from Montgomery County than any other area? Or not anymore?
Yes, we do. On the leisure side, this is interesting. Our number one feeder market, you know, on the leisure side is the middle of the Woodlands, Texas. So 35-40 minutes away, and that's you know, in the middle of Montgomery
County. Because it's a staycation.
Well, it is, you know, and I think the resort, and you've all been there, and it does a nice job of kind of transporting you from, you know, and it's the palm trees, and it's the colors, and it's the architecture, but it, you know,
the environment just helps you relax.
You know, from the middle of the Woodlands, it's 40 minutes to get there. So it's so easy, you don't waste a day.
Yeah.
You know, flying or driving 5 hours to get someplace. So, yeah, we are very much a Montgomery County-centric resort. You can kind of draw a big circle of about 50 miles around the resort, and that's probably 90% of our guests.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, well we're proud to be a part of Montgomery County.
We're glad you're there. We are, too.
We're delighted to be there.
And you're very involved in the community in so many aspects.
We try to be very involved. It's important.
I think it is.
It's very important.
We all know
that.
Both live in Montgomery County.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I live in Montgomery County.
Live and work in Montgomery County.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you. So, all you have to do is Google Margaritaville Lake Resort, Lake Conroe, and it'll take you right there. There is a drop down menu that talks about spring break activities, and then you'll see everything that Tom has talked about right there. It's so easy to navigate because I did it myself.
And you can buy all your tickets online, or you can buy them at the hotel when you get there, too.
Whatever you want to do.
Just to avoid being sold out, probably a better idea. Just to buy them online, and it's very well organized. It's things to do. Then hit spring break, just as you said, Margie, and go through the activities that I just.
And you
went
can come
through.
For the day. You can pull your boat into one of the slips.
Well, you can buy day pass too.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You do that, and you have accommodations for boat access.
We do.
And
complimentary. You pull your boat up.
Overnight stays there at your places there as well.
And you can buy a day pass if you want. If you didn't want to stay overnight, you can buy a day pass that gives you access to the pools
and
to
all
the
activities.
All the activities. So, ton of options for you.
And your restaurants have great food. You have a new menu over there.
We do. License to Chill, which is in the hotel lobby, open to the public. Land Sharks, open to the public. So you come on in and enjoy lunch. They're going to be busy, so, you know, come early, but it should be a lot of fun. And as I mentioned, we've got a great weather forecast, so it's going to be a ball. There's going to be a lot of people
Sounds
there.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And it's going to be great weather.
And everybody's going to
Not too hot, not too cold, just right.
Everybody's going to have a great time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Look forward to it. You're welcome. Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersStein Chiropractic.com.
Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show. With monthly and weekly slots available on Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and on IRLoneStar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at IRLoneStar.com or call the station message line at 936-647-3776.
Does volunteering at a nonprofit horse sanctuary sound wonderful? Or are you a veteran or a veteran spouse and think trying a peer group session through a local Horses and Heroes equine program might be worth trying? Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary, located in Grand Central Park by appointment only, is home to a growing number of rescued and donated horses. Visit our website at henryshomehorsesanctuary.org or check out our Facebook at Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary for more information.
Every Friday, tune into Texas Ticket on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM with Armando Nino of Go Lake Conroe, focusing on Montgomery County area events and places. Get a feel of the Texas spirit at the event, paired with guest and vendor interviews, event coverage, and ticket giveaways, and so much more. Join us Fridays and punch your Texas ticket. For more information on the show, visit irlonestar.com/Texas Ticket.
Don't forget to download the Lone Star Community Radio app for your Google Play or Apple Store. Bring Montgomery County's community radio with you anywhere with your smartphone or tablet. If you are in the Conroe area, tune in on FM. That is Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1.
What can the Better Living for Texans program do for you? You can learn how to increase your consumption of fruits and vegetables, choose foods that are relatively inexpensive and good to eat, make your food dollars last longer, prepare quick, nutritious meals, help your children learn how to eat healthier snacks, and much more. Our program is committed to helping people like you improve your health through providing research-based nutrition education in a friendly, cost-free, and relaxed environment. We are Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, helping Texans make their lives better.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
Hey, y'all. It's DJ Mike from Dan Simon, Texas. Join me Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. as I count down the top 10 Texas Red Dirt songs that are packing the dance floor. I'll be featuring local artists and the story behind the hits, shows in the area, as well as new songs that make you want to dance. It's Dance Time in Texas with DJ Mike on Lone Star Community Radio, 104.5 KCZW and 106.1 KZCC, Conroe, Texas, or online, irlonestar.com.
Don't miss Lone Star Community Radio on TV and YouTube. Our talk show and music shows are featured on Our City TV, Suddenlink Channel 12, and have their own YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe to keep up with posted shows and comment on them below the video.
Okay, I'm very excited to have people that are involved in SpongeBob the Musical, which starts this Friday and goes for 3 weeks through March 25th. Is that correct?
That's,
I want to say that's
24th. Yes.
Okay, 3 weeks. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's Friday and Saturday at the Owen Theater at 7:30 p.m. Sundays at 2 p.m. matinee. You can get tickets at owentheater.com. I have Ashley Driver, who's a director, sitting diagonal from me. And I have Kyle Hampshire, who is a cast member playing the role of Squidward.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Sunny Curda sitting next to me. Sunny, what is your role?
I'm a bunch of dancing roles. I'm also okay. A dance captain as well.
Do you sing too?
I do.
Okay, so you're singer, dancer, all that. Yes. All right. And anytime you want to break out in song is fine with me. We just roll with it here. So tell me about SpongeBob the Musical and what people can expect. Anybody?
SpongeBob the Musical is a story about a community who come together to face an obstacle, and they all have different ways of dealing with a crisis situation, and it's really interesting to watch all of their different personalities come together and communicate in ways that we do oftentimes in our day-to-day life, in our, you know, real life. So even though you think of it as a cartoon, you're really watching real life play out on stage in the form of these characters who we've come to know and love over the years in SpongeBob. So.
Is that community called Bikini Bottom?
It is. And you will see all the elements of Bikini Bottom when you walk into the theater on Friday when you come to the show. So.
So it's this is Tech Week, right?
It is Tech Week.
Means buckle down, get it done.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So tell me your approach as a director.
To Tech Week?
Or should I ask them?
Oh, yeah, you could ask them, see what they say.
You could ask her about her approach.
I really try to make sure the cast is well prepared before we ever get to the theater so that they feel really confident in what they're bringing to the stage. And then when we add the technical elements, it just enhances what they've already learned and know how to do as a team before we ever hit the stage. Because if you've ever been in theater, you know that tech is crazy. It comes with lots of long hours and lots of unforeseen issues that pop up that you might not expect. And so the more prepared the cast is moving in, the better, in my experience.
Well, how wonderful. I'm sure it's very exciting. And this is when you drive it down and make sure everything is good. Or if you're going to change something, do it now. Get it done. Mm-hmm. So, Kyle, why SpongeBob? Tell me about what drew you to audition for this.
I think first and foremost is the story. It's a very relatable story that everybody has been through. And if you haven't, you will go through just in the facing adversity, facing crisis, how you treat other people, how you respond to that. And it's painted in such a way that it utilizes these characters that many people have either grown to know and love or are at least familiar with. And so it tells the story in a beautifully vibrant way that I think is very relatable. And I think it's probably worth noting that, you know, some people may have preconceived notions of what it may be. Like, oh, you know, I've never seen SpongeBob, or maybe I have and I didn't particularly care for the cartoon. Well, I think it's important to note right off the bat that this is not a cartoon, so to speak. It is a story that is derived from these characters, but they're all very human versions, okay? Because I think another preconceived notion is like, okay, am I going to walk in and there's going to be these theme park characters dancing around on stage? And there isn't. You know, are they larger than life characters? Sure. But I think it's a wonderful story that everyone can relate to. And I remember it took me a while for it to finally hit the first couple times I watched it. And I shared with the cast, like, by the time the fourth time I watched it, I actually cried just because it had that big of an impact because it was so relatable. And so that was the reason, part of the reason I just wanted to be part of that show. But also I wanted to work with our fantastic artistic team. I've gotten to know Ashley over the last couple years, her family, as well as some of the other members of our artistic team. And so it was an opportunity to participate in a show that I knew was going to be beautifully created and beautifully directed.
So nice. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. So you really described it really well. I don't know SpongeBob because my kids were older when SpongeBob came out, and I haven't watched the cartoon. I really had no reason to. Mm-hmm. And but I've been hearing so many wonderful things. I mean, the music. What can you tell me about the music, Sunny?
So the cool thing about the music is almost every single song is written by a different artist. So, like, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith has written some, Cyndi Lauper, Plain White Tees. I think there's also
David Bowie.
Adam. And Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, there's so many, like, it's all, like,
it's relatable.
Yes, and I know, like, there's something for everybody, music-wise, at least.
So many different genres.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like every different conceivable pop genre is represented in the show.
And not just the music either, the choreography too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know, so.
Yeah, there's like a hip hop number and there's a tap number. So if you're into like Broadway show stopping numbers, that's there. It's so much
country
fun.
Western.
Yes.
Like
everything.
You like dancing?
I love dancing. I love dancing so much.
Do you have a lot of experience in dancing?
Yeah, I started whenever I was like 2013. So whenever I was 13, 14. But I've been in theater since I was 8 years old, so.
Oh. What other shows, productions have you been in?
Well, recently I was at the Owen in Holiday Inn, and I was in Anything Goes.
That was fabulous.
And I work with CYT Houston and everything I choreographed there. Mm-hmm. And I grew up with CYT, so getting to work with Ashley, and I
As an adult.
Yes, as an adult. As an adult. So. Yeah.
So it's fun. And Ashley, what other shows have you done?
With the Players, I directed Newsies two springs ago, and I directed Sister Act coming right out of the pandemic. I was also the vocal director for Godspell when it was done about 3 or 4 years ago, I think. But with CYT, I'm the executive artistic director, and so I do direct quite often with CYT at the Crichton in the summers when we do our CCT productions and things like that. So,
Has this been a lot of fun?
A lot of fun. I love it. I love being part of the Players. Everybody asks me why I do the Players when I'm so busy doing my church job and CYT, and the answer is because I just love the community, and I love being able to meet new people in the community that I wouldn't necessarily meet, you know, staying just in my one lane at CYT. And so it's really fun to get to know everybody, and the production this time has just been such a joy because the cast that pulled together for this show is like top notch. They are amazing. Everyone is super talented and just have genuine hearts of friendship and kindness to each other. And it's just been, there's been no drama in our cast. It's been a beautiful experience. That's and lovely. That's unusual. That's there's a lot of drama and drama.
There was drama in some of them that I've been in.
I know.
And I was really into.
It's been a beautiful experience so far.
And we've all gotten like really, really close. Mm-hmm. Like one of our cast members actually made this friendship bracelet. Aww. Says BFF and has pineapples on it.
Oh,
and
how sweet.
So some of us are wearing it like during the show and everything. It's just been so fun. Everybody in it is just fabulous and so amazing.
I can't wait
talented.
To see it. Yeah. I need to get tickets this
yes,
weekend.
You do. It's going to be amazing. So.
Okay. So what else is going on? What's next? How are the tickets selling? Do you know?
Well, not being in charge, I'm not really sure. We are trying to sell tickets. We want everybody to be exposed
to this
beautiful
show. Of course, and
that's
why you're on here, so you can tell everybody about it. So after the show, it goes March 8th through the 24th, like we've mentioned earlier, 3 weeks. And then after that, May 10th is Into the Woods. Mm-hmm. And that has all kinds of fairy tales, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, a lot of different ones. And that should be a lot of fun. And then end the season June 21st with Butterflies Are Free. But in the midst of that, and tell me if y'all are interested in this, is the auditions for, I can't think of what they are.
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky
yes. Are y'all interested in that?
I am. I love Rocky.
I remember watching that.
I did Rocky Horror Downtown, and it's one of my favorites that I've ever been in.
And I know we're going to have little packages of products for the audience to interact with.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's like toilet paper that gets thrown. Mm-hmm. And
audience interaction
guns.
Stuff.
Yes. It's right. So much fun. Yes. Call-outs. It's so much fun.
I used
fun.
To go to that like at a midnight showing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Southern California, long time ago in a distant land.
Yes. I know, I'm thinking way back to my college days.
I haven't seen it in Texas.
It's been a bit.
That I am aware of.
There's
so
a lot of them
downtown.
Downtown, there's quite a few. But it's so much fun. It's one of my favorite shows I've ever been in.
So could you sing a song for us?
Or
absolutely.
A cappella?
Yes.
Can
we
you?
We can. If you go to owentheater.com and purchase tickets, we will happily sing a song
sing
for you.
Spontaneously for me right
we will,
now.
We will sing and dance at the... Often at
same
the same
time.
Time. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And but you did bring up a point earlier that I wanted to expand on, which I think is important because you mentioned, you know, hey, you're and we touched on it earlier, yes. But you know, you might not be familiar with SpongeBob or haven't watched it or anything else. But I made a post recently because I think it's important that even beyond the plot, there are characters within this show that everybody can relate to. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now are the characters a bit larger than life and exaggerated? To a degree. But you know, we have a character that struggles with self-worth. That in fact that's my character. Struggles with self-worth and who he is and figuring out identity and just is just a Johnny Raincloud and feels like the world is out to get him. Mm-hmm. And then there's this huge turning point in Act Two where that comes full circle, even in the midst of all this adversity that the entire town is facing. We have another character that just values money over everything. And I'm sure we all know somebody like that. You know, we have somebody that is made to feel like an outcast just for being super smart and knowing the facts and all that kind of stuff. It's eerily relevant for our time. And it was eerily relevant and I'll just say what it is. I mean, before even the pandemic happened, mm-hmm. you know, this was it was tackling subjects that every single one of us eventually came to experience. And similarly, you know, like with SpongeBob, he's just insanely positive. And I'm sure we all know someone like that. And so I did want to make sure to mention that, you know, hey, even if you're not familiar with the show or the story, or someone can relate to it. any character in the show. And on top of that too, it's fun for the entire family. Bring your kids, bring your friends, your relatives, everybody, because it is just a fun show.
You love it with
a capital F. Yes, I mean it is. Yes. I think part of the reason that we have been so successful in what we have produced so far is because everyone is genuinely having the time of their lives.
It's so much fun. There's like, I grew up on SpongeBob, and so that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to audition and be in the show is because I grew up on it. And like, there's like so many references to the show in it too, that if you grew up with it and you know what's happening, you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's from this one episode. And it's mm-hmm. so fun. But also, like, even if you like Kyle said, have you never seen it, there's still so much that you can take from it that like represents like life in general. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much fun. I love going on stage and being with all my friends
and
singing and dancing.
In the audience, you love going to things where you can tell the people enjoy what they're mm-hmm. doing.
Yes.
You know, because passion rolls off and other people mm-hmm. catch it.
Very true. Yes.
And I can see that y'all are very enthralled in this. And that's what I wanted to portray so that people want to go buy tickets, right?
Yes.
And what people don't understand, you guys don't get paid for this. This is a volunteer effort
mm-hmm. right.
to do this and spend time. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long have you been rehearsing? How many weeks?
So we auditioned December 13th, and we started rehearsing before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Took a okay. week off for Christmas and went right back at it. So we've been going for
It's a solid 3 months of getting
nine
involved
weeks.
In the theater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a big commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And anybody can be a part of the theater. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can audition someone like me, and you get real surprised when you get a part because you've never done this. But you can do things backstage, or mm-hmm. you can help with concessions or get in free. I don't know if they still need ushering or concessions, but mm-hmm. you hand out the playbills to the patrons that come in, and then you get to sit and watch the show. And it's a great thing.
Yes, and I think it's also worthy of note that even though it's, by definition, community theater and volunteer-based, there is a very mm-hmm. large portion of our cast that has degrees, music degrees,
theater degrees
mm-hmm. Has worked either professionally or semi-professionally
mm-hmm. right.
early yes. on. You know, you mentioned there's a bunch of different numbers. There's a gospel number, mm-hmm. which is my favorite in the show. And like, we should be passing the offering plate in the house when that go. We can make so much money yes. for the theater. But and in that, I mean, there are people who sing gospel professionally.
Yes.
In that number, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so I think it's very worthy of note that you know.
That's though, a good point.
Yes, though it is.
There's well, mm-hmm. and that's usually in any production. There's yes. people that have been in many shows. That's why I asked mm-hmm. you what you've been. In the past and things like that. So you can be a novice or you can mm-hmm. be someone who has been in many productions mm-hmm. or does it even professionally mm-hmm. at this point, you know, that teaches or has been in the theater or yeah. has a degreed education mm-hmm. in an aspect of the theater. You get all of it. This is community theater
mm-hmm.
and everybody is welcome.
Right. Absolutely. Because you even mentioned during auditions, if I remember correctly, you're like, I can't remember the last time that this many people were this many people were this musically inclined.
Like oh, yes. There have been many times during this rehearsal process where we've been able to split the group up into mm-hmm. multiple, like, and have cast members take sectionals and take mm-hmm. groups
nice.
Of people to work because they're professionally trained
and
to do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been amazing. So mm-hmm. it's really been so a group helpful. Effort. So
helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was, that's probably I mean, the show as a whole is very strong, but I think vocally, it's one of the strongest shows I've been a part of.
Absolutely.
And I was watching one of our rehearsal videos last week, and you know, I was watching it on my phone and whatnot, and my wife actually thought it was the cast recording.
Ah.
Yeah. She's like, "What are you watching?"
That's amazing.
Like, "So why are you watching that?" I was like, "I'm studying, you know, choreography or whatever." She's like, "Oh, wait, that's not the cast recording." I was like, no, that's us in a church hallway,
you know.
And so she's like, okay.
Yep.
So,
nice.
So, yeah.
No, they're incredible. The vocals are incredible. Brandon Christian's been our vocal director. And I also have a background in choral music. So we've been working really hard to make sure that that has been very strong. I do want to mention Phil Harris, who's our assistant director, has been incredible.
Phil's great.
Phil is an amazing human being, and we could not be doing the show right now without him. He's incredible, and he's mixing the sound as well. And Mika Phillips, who's an outstanding choreographer, has been choreographing. So if you know any of those people and their work, our team has just had so much fun putting this together, and it's been amazing to watch the cast come together. They've been really doing a great job, so... Come see the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, owentheater.com starts again this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then for the next 3 weeks. And that finishes on March 24th, Sunday, March 24th.
Palm Sunday, yes.
Oh, that's right. Well,
week before
is that Palm
Easter.
Sunday?
Yes,
it is. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, Easter's early this year.
Very.
Okay, anything else you want to add? Okay. Very good.
Right.
I will
Thank
see you,
so you much
there.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, very
Absolutely.
Good.
And I also want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Roger Stein Chiropractic. And we look forward to seeing you guys at the show.
All right.
Very good. Thank
see you.
Thank you
very much.